The Holy Gospel this day is a reading from the book of St. Luke in the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus continues in these words. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores. The poor man died and was carried away by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was being tormented, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. He called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all this, between you and us a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us." He said, "Then, Father, I beg you to send to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may warn them, so that they might not also come into this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets, they should listen to them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." And he said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone rises from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I want to start with this example this morning because the person who sent it to me, the colleague who sent it, does happen to be of Norwegian extraction, and he thought I'd find it interesting. He said, "Two of my parishioners went a while ago over to Norway, and they were traveling through the countryside, and they were sending me postcards. And one of the postcards read this, 'Pastor, we passed through hell today, and we're concerned. There seems to be an awful lot of Lutherans in hell.'" Now, I mention that because it's directly related to this. We have a person in heaven and another one in hell, and that's where we are. And you'll notice it's completely switched. The man who had everything, the man who had goods and riches and clothes and all that you could ask for. My vision is something between 10 and 20,000 square feet for a house, four cars in the garage kind of thing. This man who had all this, he's done. And here's where he winds up: in hell. Because you see, what he has done is what a lot of us are good at. We're good at denial. I can see it happen every day, by the way. I'll come back to that in a moment. In the meantime, the guy who's he's denying, the man at his gate, who's right out the front door, Lazarus, he's died, he's gone, and he's in heaven with Abraham and the rest of the crew. And he goes, "I want help." And they go, sorry. You missed it. You had more than enough chances and you just walked right on by. By the way, you'll note that small medical notation in here about the dogs licking Lazarus's sores. That's actually good for Lazarus while he's still here, because it's helping to clean out some of the infection. But that's a tough way to go at it and a hard way to live. Now, the reason I said we're good at denial is this. I saw it this morning. I participated in it this morning, I'll be honest. I came through my residential neighborhood to get to the Yellowhead. And lo and behold, who's standing there? One of the street people. Walking up and down and up and down with a sign. Now, the first thing I denied was I didn't read the sign. And the second thing I denied was the fact that I noticed that he had a really good-looking mountain bike right beside him. But I denied his existence, drove right on by him. That's denial. Because these people are always with us. That's Mark 14, by the way. If you want to take a look, it's also in Matthew. About the poor are always there. There are always people begging, always people looking. And here is what Jesus is saying to us. What you do will have impacts. What you do will have consequences. What you do, I'm watching. And on the other hand, then we have people like this who do the following. Friend of mine, number of years ago, had to drive the best part of 45 minutes from her place into the nearest city to go to university. She was doing night classes and upgrading and getting her next degree. Problem was, she lived out in the country, and I mean out in the country. Dark. Now, the thing that you need to know about this is that she had one place where she really had to watch. She had what I call a Saskatchewan corner. Now, a Saskatchewan corner is where I pave a grid, and then there's another one, and I pave that one, and they're 90 degrees, and I never tell you, and I don't warn you, and I don't tell you to slow down. It's just there, and you better know it's there, or you're going to be in the ditch. What was troubling her was this. Every time she went through that corner, which she had to go through to get to her place, there's a man standing there, just standing there. And it's creeping her out. And she says, you know, I always slow down because he's always there. And the woman said sweetly to him this. Do you know that that man does that every night you have classes? Do you know that man is there every night for you? She went, excuse me? She said, every night he's on that corner, so you don't miss that corner. He's worried about you. He's your neighbor that lives 4 kilometers over and another half kilometer down. And every night you have class, he's out there. He doesn't have to be, but he's out there in good weather and bad weather and any weather. He's standing there with his high-vis jacket on so that you don't miss the corner. Now, nobody's asked him to do it. Nobody's told him to do it. Nobody's paying him to do it. But it's noticed. Now, says Jesus, there's two kinds of service. Do you notice the people who are there who need help or not? How many people do we walk by? How many people do we deny in a given day, let alone a given week, dear friends? And the question is this. Jesus asks, are you going to walk by or are you going to stop? I got stopped by a man, several, actually, in my time. I've been stopped, and I always find their stories really interesting, but that's for another day. And maybe a coffee, depending on where we are. Which one are we going to be, dear friend? Amen.